One part of the economy that made a ton of news was both the growth and the volatility of cryptocurrency. And for more on all of that, I'm joined now by Roger Cheng, executive editor in charge of CNET News. There is a fantastic beginner's guide to all of this at CNET.com. Roger, thanks so much for coming on. And let's start with a very basic question. What is cryptocurrency?
That's a fantastic question to start with. Cryptocurrency is words you or names you've heard of: Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Ether. It is a type of digital currency that is encoded by blockchain, which is a sort of an online or decentralized encryption method that allows you to basically use Bitcoin as a form of payment. But right now, it's largely used as an investment vehicle. Folks are usually just buying it and hanging on to it because it keeps going up in value.
So where does the valuation come from for these different types of cryptocurrencies? How do we know how much they're worth? How does that work?
That's a great question. I think that's where a lot of the confusion stems from it. So you can purchase the cryptocurrency, whatever form of cryptocurrency you want, whether it's Bitcoin or Ether. There is sort of a personalized password, and then there's sort of a public one, and so there's sort of a dual encryption process there. The way you get value, right now folks, like I said, are holding on to it because the value of these cryptocurrencies just keep going up. But the way you get value is like you would with any kind of stock or commodity, is you sell it. You go on one of these exchanges like a Coinbase, and you go and you sell that cryptocurrency, and you get value for it. So it is super complicated, and I always sort of warn folks who aren't fully educated in this area to kind of beware and don't necessarily just buy into the hype and jump into this stuff. But right now, like I said, as it is, it's become largely an investment vehicle for a lot of folks who are interested in making money.
And you mentioned a couple of different types of cryptocurrency: Bitcoin, Dogecoin. How many different types are there?
There are tons, so it's hard to say exactly how many. I mean, dozens for sure. There are a handful of mainstream ones, Bitcoin and Ether being sort of the key crypto, the most popular ones. But Dogecoin, which has blown up this year, it started out as a joke, and it ended up being kind of legit. Elon Musk, who's been tweeting about it, legitimized it. You know, talked about it when he performed at SNL. So a lot of these come from very humble or random beginnings, and have just because of the general interest in this area have blown up.
See, I think that's going to make people a little bit nervous that a type of currency is coming out of a joke.
And I think that's why it's hard for a lot of folks to wrap their minds around this and feel comfortable actually investing in it, because that's the thing. There really is, I mean, just like any other stock, this is the value is based on what people believe. And there's so much hype around this area right now that's why the value of these various cryptocurrencies are skyrocketing. But there's no guarantee. I warn folks that this is, what goes up must come down at some point. And so, there's a lot to be kind of mindful of. I totally get why people would want to jump into this, but I always encourage folks to educate themselves before they try.
I'm joined by Roger Cheng, executive editor in charge of CNET News. There's a great piece at CNET.com, a beginner's guide to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. It certainly seems like throughout the course of 2021, cryptocurrency really grew in popularity. A lot more interest was paid to it. How big was 2021 for crypto?
I mean, let's just take Bitcoin, right? It's hit, it's notched an all-time high. It's valued somewhere near $65,000 per Bitcoin. And keep in mind that it's been a wild range. It actually dipped below 30,000 at one point. So these are huge, huge swings for currencies that are largely still held by a relatively small portion of the population.
It also seemed like throughout the course of 2021, there was a more concerted effort to incorporate the use of Bitcoin and different cryptocurrencies into everyday life, to where you could make different purchases and do different things by utilizing whatever Bitcoin you own. Would you say that was also a big part of the growth of crypto this year?
Yeah, that's really a great point. That's, I guess, a statement of the fact that it's made it, at least some of them have made it, is that there are a number of companies that are accepting it. You can sign up for a credit card in which you can make purchases using cryptocurrency, using Bitcoin. Square, you know, the company that does the point of sales terminals and those cash register machines, you know, they changed their name to Block because they're all about blockchain, they're all about cryptocurrency, and so there's definitely been an effort. Keep in mind, you were able to use cryptocurrency, particularly Bitcoin, for transactions in fairly niche places. You know, even going spanning back several years, I recall a place, I think in Brooklyn, that sold, I want to say, ice cream that you could pay in Bitcoin. It was an interesting gimmick. But the thing of it is like, no one really wants to spend the money right now because the value keeps going up.
Yeah.
It's, you know, that ice cream that you just paid for, all of a sudden, the money you spent there would have been worth double the amount the next day. Mm. And so that's partially why right now it doesn't function, even though you can, it can make some purchases using cryptocurrency. Folks are hesitant to because if the value keeps going up, and that, you know, all of a sudden that ice cream is a lot more expensive than you realize.
Is there a reason why there's so much volatility in this market and why certain types of cryptocurrencies do better than others?
I mean, you know, going back to the idea that Dogecoin started out as a joke, and the fact that it is sort of a volatile world, you know, in general, and I think that sort of adds to the already kind of volatile mix that is cryptocurrency, right? It's a market that is almost right now based purely on speculation and on investment. You know, there are folks who will hold on to cryptocurrency no matter what, right? Holder is sort of the key catchphrase there. And then there are other folks who are a bit more practical and look sort of the fundamentals. And when you've got that kind of mix, and then you add to that the fact that the world itself is just extremely unpredictable, and, you know, it's got a recipe for a market that just is completely, completely unpredictable and volatile.
And then finally, a big question here surrounding all of this, is there going to be some kind of regulation of cryptocurrency? Is that needed? Where do things stand on that front?
I would say regulation is absolutely needed. And I think government agencies are looking at it. They've held congressional hearings. They've had on key cryptocurrency figures to sort of talk about it. I think they are sort of in the fact-finding stage of things, but I think everyone sort of agrees there needs to be more regulation. But as normally is the case with regulations, they tend to fall behind or struggle to catch up with how quickly technology moves, right? You're seeing that with social media companies. You're seeing that with just tech in general. And you're seeing that with cryptocurrency as well. So there will be regulations, but I guess the bigger question is, you know, how quickly will it come and how comprehensive will it be?
Actually, one more question for you on all of this. Do you see the regulation issue coming to a head in 2022? And also, do you see the kind of growth that we saw with cryptocurrencies in 2021 continuing in the new year?
I do not want to put on any kind of prediction on where cryptocurrency goes, because it's a shot
that
in the dark.
Unpredictable.
I will say it's that unpredictable. I would say from a regulatory perspective, yeah, we'll start to see a lot more ground being made, a lot more progress being made on regulations. There was a lot of discussion about that in 2021. Hopefully we'll see some action in 2022.
All right, Roger Cheng, executive editor in charge of CNET News, with a breakdown of cryptocurrency for us. And you can find their piece at CNET.com, A Beginner's Guide to Bitcoin and Cryptocurrency, a must read. Roger, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to come on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.